Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Samach Amud Aleph. We're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, in the middle of Simen Shin Chaf Hei, still talking about a non-Jewish person doing various activities that he's allowed to do on Shabbos, but a Jewish person is not allowed to ask him to do on Shabbos, because for the Jewish person they would be Osir. And we had learned in the beginning of Sif Yud Aleph in yesterday's shir, that if a non-Jewish person collected grass to feed his own animal, if there's extra grass left over, the Jewish person is allowed to use that grass. But that's only talking about a situation im eino makiro. The non-Jewish person doesn't know the Jewish person or doesn't do it in any way that could be considered doing it for the Jewish person. And we pick up on the very last word of the daf on kuf nun tes omud beis, with the mechaber saying, however, avol im makiro, if the non-Jewish person knows the Jewish person, then it would be forbidden to do this. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Siv Katan Samach Vav, midisosam ha-mechaber, since the mechaber didn't specify over here, mashma da'af im shelo bifnei Yisroel liket, even if the non-Jewish person over here took the grass and collected it for the Jewish person, even though the Jewish person wasn't there, also in makiro, if he knows the Jewish person and he's doing it obviously for the benefit of the Jewish person, then even if the Jewish person isn't there, it is still forbidden for the Jewish person to benefit from the grass that was picked. The chaim pasku kama achronim, and this is a psak in fact of many achronim in the Shaar Tzion Os Samach Zayin. He brings down this the Taz, the Ayur Rabba, and is also mashma from the Vilna Gaon. However, al kol ponim, the Mishneh Berurah says, bo inon shiyeda ha'en Yehudi b'shas malachto shetzorich l'zeh ha'Yisrael ha'makiro. The fact that the non-Jewish person happens to know the Jewish person, if he's not doing it in any way for him, or he doesn't think that the Jewish person needs such a thing, he doesn't know the Jewish person just bought a cow. So when he collects the grass, even though he knows the Jewish person, he doesn't think he has any need for the grass. In that situation, it's not a problem. However, in a situation where he does know that the Jewish person has that need, even if the Jewish person isn't there, then we do have to be concerned that even though the Jewish person is not there, that maybe the non-Jewish person is doing a very nice thing and cutting extra grass for his Jewish friend. Then the Mishneh Berurah continues and he writes, V'yesh poskim hamachmirim, there are more strict opinions over here, shesovrim who hold, da'afilu im kvar also ha'eni Yehudi, v'lo yada oz sha'yisol tzorech, they say that even after the fact, the non-Jewish person cut it, and at that point in time did not know that the Jewish person might need this, also im makiro, nevertheless, if the non-Jewish person knows that Jewish person who would like now to benefit from this cut grass, also, it would be forbidden for him to go and do this. Why? Because once the non-Jewish person sees that the Jewish person is benefiting from it, even though he had absolutely no knowledge or intention to do it for the Jewish person, we're worried that since he knows the Jewish person, next week, he'll say, well, maybe last week the Jewish person got benefit from it. He's my friend. I'd like to go and cut again and add a little extra so he can get benefit from it. We have to be concerned about that. However, le'ez ha-tzorech yesh lo'ka was there, but under extenuating circumstances, time of need, then one can be mekel, and one doesn't have to paskin like this machmir opinion. Mishneh Berurah Sivkot and Samach Zayin explains from the Magen Avraham that this is osur over here that the Mechaber said, hayinu rak ado erev. You only have to say it's osur to use on Shabbos, but you don't have to wait. Vein tzorech lahamtin b'chdei sheyosu. Since it wasn't done specifically for the Jewish person, so then you don't have to wait over here, k'dei sheyasu, after Shabbos is over, but the Jewish person could benefit from it immediately. Then the Mechaber continues and he writes, v'chein b'chol dovor di'ikol l'meichas shemer yarbe b'shvilo. This halach applies that you're not allowed to get benefit from it on Shabbos in any situation where the Jewish person is known to the non-Jewish person, and even though he didn't do it specifically for him, we have to be concerned shemer yarbe b'shvilo, he's going to cut more in a future Shabbos for him, and therefore you're not allowed to use it this Shabbos, even though it wasn't cut for the Jewish person. However, but it's something that there is no concern at all that the non-Jewish person will do extra work for the benefit of the Jewish person. For example, he can go and shehidlik ner liatzmo. He's turning on the light. He lights a candle. So he's not going to have to light a second candle for the Jewish person, so there's no concern that he'll be yar bibishvilo. Oh, also, kevesh, leirid boat. He's coming off a boat, and he makes a ramp, let's say. He makes some sort of a construction that the non-Jewish person is using himself, and he's not going to make a second one for the Jewish person. The Jewish person is just going to use that same one. We say over here the principle, shebener echad ubekevesh echad yasbik lakol. Since one light, one candle, one ramp over here is satisfactory for more than one person to use it, therefore there's no concern that he's going to make a second one, turn on a second light for the Jewish person. Therefore, in this situation, afilo makiro, even if he knows the Jewish person is allowed to get benefit from it, mutter, as long as it wasn't done, obviously, for the Jewish person, the non-Jewish person is doing it for himself. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Samaches, the Afla HaSovrim Lesor Mishum Shabbos Acheres, even according to the opinion that we just brought down, the Machmir opinion, the Mishnah Berurah, that said that we have to be concerned that even though this Shabbos he didn't do it specifically for the Jewish person, but in the future Shabbos he might, in this situation where he's doing a lamp or he's doing a ramp, Lo Chayshinan, there is no concern at all, Bazeh, Shiyasa Bishwa Yisrael Atzmo LeShabbos Acheres, that he'll make a separate light again for the Jewish person next Shabbos. The Davka B'dover Shiyasa Li Atzmo Chayshinan Shema Yav Bishwa Yisrael. This is something that if you're doing it for yourself and you'd have to do another one for the Jewish person, we have to be concerned. But not over here that he's going to make something, he's going to turn on light just for the Jewish person. Here he turned it on for himself and the Jew can also get benefit from it. But we don't have to be concerned that he'll just then in the future go turn on a light just for the Jewish person. Now we go to Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber writes, Afa pish eino makiro, even in a situation where the Jewish person is not known to the non-Jewish person, im omer beferish, if he specifically tells him, shalitzoruch Yisraelu, I'll say, I'm doing this on behalf of the Jewish person, oh, afilu im eino omer kein, or if he doesn't specifically state so, however, umaisav mochichim, his actions certainly demonstrate, shalitzoruch Yisraelu, he's cutting grass, he doesn't need grass, his neighbor needs grass, the Jewish neighbor needs the grass, he's cutting the grass, even though he doesn't say, I'm doing it for the Jewish person, it's clear and obvious from his action, he doesn't need the grass, that he's cutting it for the Jewish person. For example, kigon shehidlik ner beveis Yisrael, he goes into the Jewish person's house and turns on the light over there, v'halach lo ha'in yudi, and then he leaves, he doesn't stay there for a second, then it's clear that it's usher for the Jewish person to benefit from what the non-Jewish person did for him in this situation. The Mishnah Berurah explains this if Katan Samach Tes wrote to Lomar, the Rechab is telling us over here, but also it's forbidden in this situation, afilu mishtamish mitchilo biyasu gam kein, even if the non-Jewish person is getting benefit from that light, for example, himself right away, but then he leaves. So then in that situation, it's clear he was doing it for the Jewish person. And this is already learned over here as well, ukedilel in Sif Vav. Sivkot Ayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'lo nishtamish b'muma." If the non-Jewish person walked into the Jewish person's house, turned on the light, and didn't benefit from it at all, that's clear that the Jewish person can't benefit from it. Umashma dimlo ha'yohaino yehudi holech ha'yamutali Yisrael nishtamish, implying, however, that if the non-Jewish person did not leave it right away, then it would be permissible for the Jewish person to get some benefit from the light as well. Tekef mishahid lekhaner, even immediately after the non-Jewish person lit the light, afkodim sheishtamish bo ein yehudi, the non-Jewish person walked into your house, turned on the light in the kitchen, and then went into the living room. Now, he's going to go back into the kitchen and get some benefit from the light later on, but the Jewish person is allowed, even before the non-Jewish person goes back into the kitchen, to go into the kitchen and get benefit from the light. Why? Mishum de tolinon de mistoma hidlik adaita sheishtamish bo achar kach. Because in this situation, we can say that the non-Jewish person turned on the light now for his usage of that light a few minutes later, a little bit while later, and not for the Jewish person. Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says this is discussed in greater detail, ayin the Ola Shabbos, and as well in the Bir Halacha, in Sif Yud, in Dibra Masu Lahashkos, where this is discussed in more detail. The issue footnote number 58 brings down that we already learned in Simon Reish Ayin Vav, and in the Mishnah Berurah over there, Shem Lohish Tamesh Anachri Biner Miad, it seems to contradict what we're saying over here. It said over there that if the non-Jewish person doesn't get benefit from the light right away, then the Jewish person is not allowed to get benefit from it. Also, Lisholish Tamesh Bo. And we don't say, Minastam Hidliko Anachri Litzachu, that Mistama, the non-Jewish person, turned the light for his later usage. So how come here we do say that? So the Tila of David reconciles this in the following way, and he says as follows. If you're talking about where the non-Jewish person knows the Jewish person over here, Meduber benochu yamakir es Yisrael, therefore, mishum kach, yesh lomar, sheminastam hidliko avor Yisrael, mistam, he's doing it for the Jewish person. Otherwise, you can say he's doing it for himself, and even though he's not getting benefit right now, since he's going to get benefit from it later on, it's okay. The Big Deyasha gives a different answer, and he says, Kan meduba benochri shemadlik near beveso. The difference is that if the non-Jewish person is lighting the candle in his own house, therefore you can say, Minastam, hiliko avoratzmo. He's obviously turning on the light for himself. And therefore, only if he leaves the house immediately afterwards, then we say that he mistama then lit it for the Jewish person. As opposed to here, meduba benochri hamishamesh bevayis she'eno shlo. Here we're talking about the non-Jewish person turns on a light in the house that's not his. And he's doing this malach of turning on the light for anybody's benefit. And if you're dealing over here where Mechzi Yisrael or Mechzi Nachum, he's turning on in some sort of a hallway, and it could benefit Jewish people and non-Jewish people. He's doing it for the benefit of both of them. Therefore, Davko kishimishtamish b'ner miyad, only in that situation, if the non-Jewish person is getting benefit immediately, do we say that he lit the candle, he turned on the light for himself. And then Yisrael will be allowed to get benefit from it, and only in that situation. Sif Yud Gimel. The Mechaber writes, "Im liket eino Yehudi, if a non-Jewish person collected the grass over here, the hechul behemas Yisrael, and he gave it to a Jewish person's animal, ain sorich limchos biyadul fishah. The Jewish person doesn't have to run out of his house and protest and say, hey, please stop doing that. However, avolam ragil b'kach, if this is a regular occurrence, which Dirshu footnote number 60 explains from the Kaf HaChaim in the name of the Shach, that this is called even two times, then if it's ragil b'kach, tzorich limchos, then you have to go and protest. The Mishnah explains in Sivkot Nayin Aleph, mi lilaket ulahachil v'hemto, we're talking about over here that you don't have to protest that the non-Jewish person gave the food to your animal, kivin she'ena osa zeh b'tzivu Yisrael, ela miyatzvul, because the Jewish person over here did not command the non-Jewish person to do this. The non-Jewish person is just feeding the animal. He saw the animal looked hungry, he just wants to maybe get a good favor with the Jewish person, maybe he'll get paid for it after Shabbos, who knows? The non-Jewish person had no specific intention to necessarily benefit the Jewish person. For his own benefit, he did it. In order that he'll get some benefit from it. And therefore, on a one-time basis, you don't have to protest if the non-Jewish person is doing this for you. We'll learn over there in Siv Chavei, if there's a fire and the non-Jewish person comes to put it out, if he's coming on his own, to put out the fire, you don't have to protest because he's doing it because he'll hope he'll get paid, he'll hope he'll get rewarded, he'll get recognized, whatever he's doing it for. As opposed to Masha'en came Basif Yud Aleph, what we just learned before, Shayisrael Ba'atzmo Machil, if the Jewish person himself is feeding it, then Osir Kivin Shinena Biyadayin, because then you're getting direct benefit yourself. And likewise, it would be forbidden if you command a non-Jewish person to go, please give this to your animal. Gamkin Osir, it's also forbidden. Even though the non-Jewish person collected it clearly for himself, and now you ask him, can you please give some to my animal? That's still not allowed. And in the Shaar Tzion, the Chofetz Chaim in Osyud Ayin Beis explains that this is his opinion over here, because in retrospect it turns out that the plucking of the grass over here was done for the benefit of the Jewish person. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nayin Beis writes, but if it's done more than once on a regular basis, the hu rak haroma bi'alma, because then it becomes apparent that this is just a trickery over here. This is a joke that, yeah, sure, the non-Jewish person is doing it on his own, but if it's done multiple times, it's clear the Jewish person likes it, and afterwards the Jewish person gives him a nice gift for doing so, then it's clear that this is a haroma bi'alma and va'osr, and it would be forbidden. Sif Yud Dalet, the Mechaber writes, also, if the non-Jewish person makes a coffin, an oron, or a kever, he digs a grave for the non-Jewish person's usage, then, if the non-Jewish person then wants to give it to a Jewish person, subsequently, Sunday, a Jewish person would be allowed to be buried in that coffin or in that grave. But if the non-Jewish person did it, knowing that it would be used eventually by a Jewish person, then no Jewish person should ever be buried in that kever, in that coffin, or in that grave. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nayin Gimel, V'yaf agav d'bechol melachos shenaseh b'shul Yisrael, eino asur rach b'chdei sheyaseh. On normal circumstances, we only forbid the usage of the item on Shabbos and the amount of time it would have taken to have done it, Matzei Shabbos. So why over here do we say olamis, it's forbidden forever, for anybody to be buried in that coffin or in that grave? Hachahu de milsa de farhesya, because here it's a very, very public knowledge thing. That grave was dug on Shabbos, that coffin was made on Shabbos, and a Jewish person is now being buried in it forever. Uktil kamei, as we're going to learn, hechmiru bo chachamim tvei, the rabbis here were very strict in this situation and forbade it forever for usage. Vuadin b'chomili de farhesya, shenasa b'shvo Yisrael. And this is true for anything that is a very publicly done thing, that is done specifically on Shabbos, the non-Jewish person made something specifically for a Jewish person on Shabbos, also lo olamis, then that would be forbidden forever, not just kidei shiasu. And this is brought down by the Magen Avraham in the name of the Rambam. Dirshu foot number 62 brings down a very interesting idea over here in regards to sidurim or chumashim that are published by a Jewish factory, but it's published by non-Jewish people. The non-Jewish people are actually doing the work over here. So Rav Moshe Feinstein Tzatzal and the Igros Moshe brings down Shekivan Shinasa Behem Chilu Shabbos Behesed. This is a very public thing. Everybody knows that factory is open on Shabbos. And it's a tremendous Chilu Shem Shemayim. Therefore, these things are disgusting, and one should not daven or use to learn from such a sefer. And if in fact you do so, you won't have any Siyata Dishmaya in your limud. And Rav Moshe Tzatzal adds over here, if you know for a fact that these were published by non-Jewish people for Jewish people on Shabbos, and you nevertheless daven in them, you're actually not Yosi davening even b'di'evet. However, he says, Lamaisa, we wouldn't tell such a person to go and repeat his davening again, because this is something that's called Mu'uves lo yachol liskon. This is a type of an error that cannot be corrected in any way, shape, or form. A very strong psak from Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, Godol Hador. Mishnah Berurah continues, however, and he writes, Abul Midivri Ataz, in the name of the Ran, B'shem Aran, Mashma Dedavka Hocha Hechmiru Chacham Lesor Lomis. It's only in this case of the coffin of the grave, based upon the Ran, as understood by the Taz, that it's only forbidden forever. Mishum Sheginayul Yisor She Kaver Bekeri Mefusum Shinishchal Bo Shabbos Mishvilo. Because this particular situation where the grave that the person will be in forever has been dug on Shabbos in a tremendous little shemayim, so that's where it's forbidden olamis. Avo b'shar melachos, any other type of melacha, b'chol gavne eino osa rach b'dich shiosa, then it's of course not allowed to be used on Shabbos, and you have to wait matzah Shabbos k'deish yasu. However, after that, it is permitted. And he says as well, look in the end of Sof Simon Tof Reish Samach Dalid, which in the Dirshu footnote number 63 brings down from the Ramah, Shem Tziva Yisrael Lenochri Liktos Avuro Arava B'Shabbos, who also came in for Hesi. If you ask a non-Jewish person to cut an Arava for you on Shabbos, and he does this publicly, Yeshlach Mishlul Ishtamish Bo Im Yeshlo Acheris, then you shouldn't use this if you have another one. In any event, that's Kedivri Haran Matsosi Od Bekama Rishonim. Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes that many other Rishonim, which you can see in the Sharet Zion Os Ayin Hei, he brings down the Balamor, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Chidush Aran, and also in the name of Rabbeinu Yehonasan. All of these Rishonim hold over here like the Ran, and therefore Valkain in La Hachmir Be'Sarach. If there's a need, one can rely upon this more lenient opinion of the Ran that it's only the Aron, the coffin, and the grave, the kever, that are forbidden olamis, but other activities are permitted after Kidei Shiasu Matzi Shabbos. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'davka sha'kever b'fahesi of Aron Agaba. This is talking about over here when he made the coffin over here and the grave in public. Shakol Yodim Shinas Lepnon Yisrael. It's clear that it was done specifically for a Jewish person. However, Avol Hu Betzina, he's a carpenter. He did it in the privacy of his own home. Nobody knows that he made the coffin. It was dug in a way that nobody saw him dig it. Mutu Lekavri Bo La'era Bechdei Shiasu. Then you can just have to wait Motzei Shabbos, the amount of time it would have taken to make the coffin or to dig the grave, and then you can bury a Jewish person in it. Da'afilu Kishu B'Fahesia. And even if it's done publicly, Eino Oser El La'osu Yisrael Shinasa Bishvilo. Even if it's done publicly, it was done for Ruvein Nebuch who passed away, then it is only Ruvein who can ever be buried in their Olamis. Avol Yisrael Acher. For Shimon, who Nebuch also passed away, Mutter, he could be buried over there. But again, over here, you have to wait the amount of time that it would have taken to dig the grave or to make the coffin on Matzah Shabbos, and then you'd be allowed to go bury Shimon in the grave that was dug by the non-Jewish person on Shabbos for Reuven. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nayin Dalid, V'af agav de la'acher lo shayach lemigzar, even though we've already said previously that when it's for a different Jew, and the non-Jewish person did it for Reuven, so Shimon is allowed to get benefit from it, because we're not concerned Shema Yom Aleinu Yehudi B'Shabbos Lassos Kidei Sheyeh Mucha L'Motzi Shabbos, and we don't make a rule that we're concerned over here that next time he'll make it for you, so be ready on Motzi Shabbos. Mikol Mokom Lo Chilku B'Davar Shenases Bo Melacha Gemura B'Shul Yisrael. Here, since a real Melacha D'Oraisa was done, so we don't make any such distinctions. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, V'da, the V'chol HaMelacha Shenases B'Shul Yisrael, any Melacha that was done specifically for a Jewish person, Da'amrinan D'Tzorach L'Hamtin B'Chdei Shiasu, which we said, of course, you can't use on Shabbos, and you have to wait that same amount of time that it would take to have done it. Matzei Shabbos B'Chdei Shiasu, Afilu Im Amar Lo Le'Eino Yehudi Shiasa Avuro, even if you intentionally transgressed this sin, and you told a non-Jewish person to do it on Shabbos. After you have a isur b'zeh, you did an itzur of Amir Le'akum. Nevertheless, afilu hochi in tzorach lahamtin b'motzei Shabbos rak ad kidei shiyosu. This din applies even if you transgressed it intentionally. All you have to do is wait. You can't use it on Shabbos, of course, and you just have to wait motzei Shabbos kidei shiyasu. Mishum shelo yihanem b'mlecha Shabbos lo yosef. Because the din is, you're just not allowed to get any benefit from the locha that was done on Shabbos. We don't cancel you additionally over here and say you can never get benefit from it, but you just have to wait kidei shiyasu. This is brought down in the name of the Magen Avraham. With that, we conclude today's shiur.